Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the year 2009, at the invitation of the outgoing bishop of the Dodoma Diocese of Tanzania, I traveled to Tanzania. Of all of my bucket list of places to travel to, it was probably like number 642 or something. But I got to travel to Tanzania. The congregation I was serving at the time, we had a sister congregation in a village called Songombele. So I went to go meet our sisters and brothers and to bring greetings from my congregation. But I was also there to take part in the consecration of the new bishop of the Dodoma Diocese in Tanzania. A 7.5-hour church service that featured 5 sermons and a speech by the Prime Minister of Tanzania. There were also like 6 choirs, so it was pretty amazing, all right? Now, as part of the celebration of this consecration, the Dodoma Diocese commissioned this fabric to be made and then to be sold to congregations throughout the Dodoma Diocese, all right? And congregations used it for all kinds of different purposes, right? Songombele, the sister congregation to my church, made me this shirt. Actually, this is the second shirt they made. They had made one for me, but they weren't used to people being as large as I am. And so it was a little, you know, started to come apart at the seams, right? But the fabric itself says, Twende kwa nani buona, which is Swahili for Lord, to whom shall we go? Twende is the Swahili word for go, right? Bishop Mwamusika was very good at telling his driver, Twende, Twende, Twende. He wanted him to go a little faster in the car, right? Twende kwa nani buona is Peter's question at the end of our gospel reading today, and it is still a question that we need to ponder. Because for the last month, Jesus has been preaching and speaking his bread of life discourse here in John's gospel. When the crowds wanted to snatch him up and make him into a bread king, Jesus was teaching that he is the bread of life, which is different from the multiplied loaves or even manna. That bread perishes, Jesus said. Multiplied loaves and manna, they don't last. Might be tasty. It can help get the spaghetti onto your fork, but it doesn't last. The bread from heaven, the bread of life, that's different. Because that bread may never touch your tummy hunger, but it still fills us, sustains us. It strengthens us and our faith as we go into the world, a world that needs God's love desperately. This is what Jesus promises, and it is what he claims to be, a gift from God by the love of God for the children of God. Now, one of the metaphors that Jesus uses in this bread of life discourse is the metaphor of eating and drinking. There's an intimacy in eating and drinking. What you eat and drink fills you and becomes part of you. That's one of the reasons that Jesus is using the metaphor. Jesus is also planting seeds concerning the Lord's Supper, where we do eat and drink, where we taste and see that the Lord is good. Jesus wants us to understand that the gift of the table is a gift from God for the benefit of our faith, our life, and it is for God's kingdom. The problem is that all of this talk about eating and drinking, all this talk about flesh and blood can be off-putting. It caused problems with some who had been following Jesus, some who were interested in following Jesus, and it caused big problems for the ones who were standing against Jesus and his ministry. In our reading this morning, we hear that many of Jesus' followers left. They stopped following. Disturbed by the images of eating and drinking, they left to go find another, someone else to follow, another thing to dedicate their lives to instead of Jesus. For some, they returned to the Torah. Study of the Torah is what Jews had been calling the bread of life since the return from exile. I'm sure that some of these followers left Jesus and turned back to Torah. Others went to the mitzvot. That's the 613 rules and regulations that had been discovered in the midst of the Torah. There were many groups that looked at mitzvot as the pattern of their lives, and it was showing them exactly what they should do with kosher rules, rules for dressing and washing, rules for furnishing your home, and all kinds of other rules to follow. Mitzvot was to dedicate your life. But that was also the parlance of the Pharisees. And I'm sure that some of these disciples of Jesus walked away from Jesus and turned themselves over to the Pharisees. These would help them with mitzvot. These would help them with interpreting Torah. Others of that group probably went towards the Sadducees. And that group was tied to the temple and worshiped there in the temple. Still others became zealots, those who found themselves in the caves near the Dead Sea, or those who were plotting the overthrow of Rome. Some turned and went to other rabbis, Gamaliel or others, to learn from them how to live. But what is true is that since they were disturbed by the images that Jesus was using, they left the kingdom of God and hitched their wagon to duds. Now, it would be great if I could say that those kinds of things only happened back then. But in truth, we too can become disturbed by the message of Jesus. There are many places that people turn to when they are disturbed. For some, they turn to politics. For others, they turn to personal success. Others turn to follow celebrities of any kind whatsoever. Others go off on their own looking for something that's going to light their fire. And for some, it's just simply letting go of Jesus in favor of the Sunday crossword, a hike in the woods, or just thinking that I really am good enough. Through these weeks, Jesus has been teaching that a real relationship with God is possible. And that relationship is possible not because we're so good, and it's not because we behave so well, and it's not even because we know the correct word. That relationship is possible by God's grace through Jesus himself. Jesus is the bread of life, granting us guidance and sustenance, help when we struggle, and comfort when we fall. Jesus is inviting us to an intimate relationship with himself and with God through him. Eating and drinking is the image that Jesus uses to invite us to that intimacy and to encourage a new life for us all. But as other disciples take their leave, Jesus turns to the 12 with a vital question. Do you wish to leave also? Now these 12 have already seen the more intimate side of this relationship with Jesus. He has taught them. He has cared for them. He has cared about them. Jesus has also encouraged them into ministry. And Jesus wants to know if this new image of eating and drinking is too much for them. And Peter jumps right in and he says, Lord, to whom shall we go? Or as my shirt asks, Twende quanani buona. Peter goes on to say, you, Jesus, have the words of eternal life. Meaning that he and the other disciples understood that to leave Jesus means that they could miss the grace that's available. No politician or celebrity ever brings grace in themselves. No process of personal success can give us access to the living God. Jesus is our bread of life. He is our way and truth and life. Jesus came as Emmanuel, as God with us, so that he might show us what God is truly like. And Jesus shows us a God that is caring, forgiving, willing to guide us, and willing to be patient. Too often the world tries to show us a God that is petty, vindictive, judgmental, and that's not what Jesus shows us. So we ask the question, Lord, to whom shall we go? Tuende, quanani buona. Jesus. Jesus has the words of eternal life. Jesus has the life that inspires our living. Jesus is our connection to the source of love that fills us. Jesus, not anyone or anything else. And so we turn to the gospel. We turn to the good news of God's love in Jesus. We turn to the stories of Jesus' ministry and the truth of God's love in Jesus our Lord. We listen to the words. We watch the miracles and the simple care. We taste and see that the Lord is good. We follow Jesus because we know that there is really nowhere else to turn, nowhere else to go. Tuende, quanani buona. To whom? Where? We go to Jesus. And may we all go with Christ beside us. Amen.